Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. The Astrology Hour can be heard weekdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and Tuesday's special expanded edition from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. The Astrology Hour is a public-supported radio show produced by Leo Scorpio Productions in association with the people of Southern California and the Astrology Hour Club. Good afternoon, Southern California. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Astrology Hour. Boy, am I going to stick my neck out today. It's on the block, see it? Today's topic is called New Age Dogma. A long time ago, once we did a topic on fundamentalist religion and issues of dogma in the world and concerning religions and philosophy, how people think to seem they know all the answers. In my experiences as an astrologer and as a metaphysician and as a human being, I have discovered that from what I've seen, no single person has the answer. I don't care who they are. It irritates me, even though I try to remain mellow and meditate and chant, when people come out and claim to be masters. I thought a master was so humble that the last thing they would do would be admit something like that, but you have people doing that. I get letters in the mail trying to explain to me what's wrong with my philosophies and what the correct way is. I got a letter last week from this lady who was trying to tell me that God was a man who had a wife and a kid and a brother who ran the whole thing. I tried to call this woman up and talk to her, and she hung up on me. So I thought, wonderful, people seem to know the answers to all the questions, and yet they don't want to even discuss it. In the meantime, I'm sure you might have a comment on this subject. If you do, we welcome your calls. In case you've run into situations and philosophies, even things, anything, could be anything that pretends or supposes to be New Age, where people seem to ram philosophy down your throat. It's either my way or the highway, so to speak, which is one thing that I try really hard not to do on the Astrology Hour, because this show, more than anything else, is dedicated to open-mindedness and the search for further truth. So more than anything else, we're always looking for further information, as long as people aren't trying to ramrod it down your throat. I like New Age people. I do. I really do. But I have learned in my life and in my experience that sometimes you have to be careful who you trust, no matter who it is, especially when people are trying to tell you how to run your life. Because, frankly, there's a lot of masquerading going on. There's a lot of costuming going on. Just because someone is dressed like a Catholic priest or the Pope doesn't mean they are, in fact, a Catholic priest or the Pope. Just because someone pretends to be a rabbi or a Hare Krishna because they're dressed like one. I saw a movie once where a serial killer was dressed like a Hare Krishna. See? So what happens to us, because we can be so naive, and also because we're searching for something, we're searching for answers. And let me tell you something. People that have heavy planetary influences, for example, in Scorpio or in Libra, or in Gemini, or perhaps Cancer, sometimes Pisces, or even Leo, are so charming, they can be so manipulative, that I'll be honest with you, I was a salesman many years ago, and some of the techniques that we used in sales I wouldn't call very orthodox, because sometimes we would call up what we call buyers and offer to buy them gifts or give them presents if they would place an order with our company, and I wonder if the owner of their company knew they were getting a gift. A lot of this stuff goes on. A lot of times in the world, there is a facade or there is a travesty when it comes to philosophy. I have a simple philosophy, better than anything else. Number one, if you are this type of individual that is subject to being dogmatic, which means if you ever remember a time in your life where you swallowed a philosophy and you thought it was so good that you went around preaching it to people, it's like sometimes food supplements, are sometimes herbal remedies, are pyramid marketing, are sometimes getting into a religion or some kind of mind control technique or some kind of even astrology. You know, I find that people can get so into astrology that they'll go up to people And they'll try to say, this is the only way to find God or to find truth or to find happiness or to find serenity or security. This is the type of thing that bothers me because, first of all, whenever somebody seems to be coming from a place where they seem to know it all, whether it's concerned with health, philosophy, religion, fitness, government, whatever, then I'm the type of person right off the bat that will be very standoffish about that sort of stuff. And like, I'll sit there and I'll go like, who do these people think they're? People will come on to you and they'll say things to you. How many times has Farley Malaris been told that this is the way it goes? There's really nothing that I can confirm. I've been told by the Hare Krishnas that there's this transmigration of the soul stuff. That means that people can die and be reincarnated as animals. But I don't know that to be the truth. We give away a book, Coming Back, The Science of Reincarnation, in some of our orders that discusses this philosophy because I think this is food for thought. This is something people should think about. I was getting to a point, a formula, which I felt was important that I think people should embrace. And once again, I'm not ramming this or anything I talk about on the show down your throat, because if you don't believe what I talk about or what I think, that's fine. See, because the whole point of this formula that I'm giving you is what I think real truth and the search for further truth and open-mindedness is all about is the only way you can truly be happy and secure into yourself is to believe in yourself, which means if you really want to search for truth, then it's not going to be anywhere outside of you. It's going to be inside of you. Because one thing that I have found to be true, no matter what anyone else tells me, and I got a letter the other day that told me that not all people were spirit. And I was just outraged by that because, in my opinion, all people are. Of course, I'm not saying it's a bottom line. It's open for discussion. But when somebody tries to tell you that all people aren't spirit, that some of them are material only and there's no spirit essence in them, then I think that's open for discussion and people should talk about that, right? But that's when I got hung up on. But anyway, my point here is, as I go through life, I open myself up to a lot of philosophies. I do find that people that try to ram things down my throat, especially New Age people, would you believe that there are people out there that were just as fanatically religious into Judaism or Catholicism or Christianity or Buddhism or Hinduism or whatever, totally religious fanatics, I would say. And there's nothing wrong with being a religious fanatic, but then they start getting into metaphysics and into trying to explain God and the spirit. And then all of a sudden they discover this thing where all of a sudden they claim to be a master, where they know it all. And they're going to tell you what the truth is, and if you don't believe it, then they feel sorry for you. In their humble way, they put their heads down like, well, I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, all peoples are masters. All people, not all peoples, all people are masters, and all people can qualify for that. Do you know where the power is, in my opinion? The power is in the God force, and the God force lies in the hearts and souls of the individual. So if an individual is going to develop a philosophy that is to be just and is to be open-minded and is to be flexible, then that philosophy should be developed inside of oneself, which means you as an individual may have a commitment to digest information, go to these seminars, see psychics, see astrologers, you know, talk to counselors, listen to New Age radio shows, read New Age books, but you can't sit there and form a bottom line where you get to a point, in my opinion, if you form a bottom line, then you're defeating the whole purpose of what the New Age is about. And the New Age is, in my opinion, is about opening the door to let all philosophies in. That's what the term harmonic convergence means. A convergence of all philosophies with mutual respect and acceptance of all without anyone trying to ramrod any single philosophy down anyone else's throat. Until we reach a level where we're all telepathic, where we're all so evolved that we're all plugged into the intuitive mind and the Akashic stream, and we're all plugged into the oneness of God, and we know it, till we finally get some real answers that literally would dwarf anyone who would claim to be a master in the human form. Because I have met some creatures, some beings in the spirit realms in my meditation that would make some of these people that claim to be masters probably like monkeys. That's why I used to have a show where I do a philosophy called Floundering, where I felt that all people in their human form wouldn't be human unless they were down here to experience certain lessons. I feel that if people reach a level of mastery, then the reason for them to live in this dimension ceases and they die. It's like you can actually outgrow this dimension, where you get to a point, in my opinion, that the dimension is so ludicrous, that everything seems so petty and ridiculous, it's like you just die, or maybe you just get beamed up or whatever, you just disappear. See, I think if a person reached that high of a level of awareness, then they could overcome life in a thought, in a glimpse. Talk about telekinesis. Why not just transform your entire body into spirit essence and overcome death, period, and forget it. But then you'll get all these people out there that are prophets and that are masters, and people send me posters and they say, you got to hear this person, you got to hear that person. They're saying, Saint this is coming back, or Saint that's coming back, or Jesus will be on the mound, or Mary will be this, or this person's alive in England that says they're Jesus. I mean, come on. I mean, all these people are walking around with all this stuff that they think is truth, is fact, is bottom line, and they base their lives on that, and they exist on that. There's only one thing, in my opinion, that is truth, that is fact, or that is important as far as life and spiritual awareness is concerned, and that is whatever is inside of your own heart. When you get to a point where you have to sit down and write me a letter, or write anyone a letter, or sit there and talk to someone and try to tell them as a human being that you know all the answers, then I am sorry. I am sorry. You are a dogmatic person, and you are somebody that I really don't want to listen to or talk to. In fact, you might even want to tune into another station if you're like that at this point, and it won't hurt my feelings one bit. Because my life is dedicated to open-minded thinking and a search for further truth, and I talk about a lot of things on this show. We've been on for almost 4 years now. We've done about 800 hours of programming here on KFOX for the Astrology Hour. There's been a lot of topics, and there's been over 25,000 calls giving the public more than enough opportunity to voice their opinions on issues and philosophies. And I have learned a hell of a lot, of information from people that would call and share this valuable knowledge with me, because my mind is a bank of information that I pull from all the time. And even if I get intuitive vibration from my guides or from my meditations or from my dreams, I'm not going to accept that as a finality, because I know that living in this form, in a human form, with my spirit in this existence, in this conscious existence, literally trapped in this shell we call a body, in a limited scope perspective that we refer to as a brain, there's got to be billions and billions of more vibratory evidence, issues and concepts and vibrations that would affect the universe, that would come close to identifying the tip of the iceberg as to what the truth would be about anything in this dimension. And I want you to protect yourselves. I want you to surround yourselves in a bauble of white light. You should really imagine yourself in a white snowball, a life-size snowball, white snowball filled with love and light and God force at all times to protect yourself. And remember that people that come on that strong, especially in the new age, where they'll try to tell you that this is true. I'll tell you something. I could come on in this show with my power, with my Leo, Libra rising, Scorpio moon power, and I could come on so stubborn and so manipulating with my callers and my members, and I could say, look, this stuff that we talk about on the Astrology Hour is it. This is all there is. This is the truth. But you know, forget that. No way. I'm not going to do that, because I think there's so much more to life. And even though I have proven things to be right for me at one certain time, I've always found as my life goes on that things change and you find out more. At this time in my life, astrology is right for me. At this time in my life, metaphysics and spiritual awareness and meditation is right for me. But it might not be like that tomorrow. So why should I shove this down your throat? And you know, I'm glad I got a letter from that girl, Denise, who tried to tell me that God was a man and that had a wife who had a kid and a brother who was the father of manifestation and all this stuff. That's half the people are spirit essence and half the people have no spirit. And I thought to myself, this woman's letter, she's writing this like she's God or Jesus are trying to tell me what the truth is. You know, even the Bible. Here's people writing the Bible like they know all the answers. Do you know people walk around this planet and they exclaim this book, which I believe is the result of many deep, intense meditations and visions and experiences by the prophets and the writers of the Bible, right? And people walk around and say, this is the word of God. You know what they're saying when they say that something is final? That this is the word. It's like in Star Trek, they say, do you give the word, Captain Kirk? When he gives the word, they go to warp 10 and their history, they're out of there, right? For anybody to say that this is the word of God, when this Bible was put together by a series of very evolved people, very intelligent people, that has been retranslated down through the ages, once again, I got to say, hey, no way, you know, nothing to me is final. Everything to me is open. And I find if you're going to be anything in this dimension to be happy, then you must keep an open mind and you must prevent your own self, in my opinion, if you want to be really happy, from being too dogmatic. Because being dogmatic and trying to ram things down people's throat, if one thing for sure I know, does create karma, negative karma. And that's why if you wonder why people try to ram things down your throat, or why you shouldn't try to ram astrology down anyone's throat. Because it's really not good karma to do that. It's like somebody raping your mind. Do you know that? In my opinion, people sitting there trying to ram religious, philosophical, or business, economic, or political philosophy down anyone's throat, for example, like communism, even capitalism, is like mental rape. It is. And that's why I think that stuff is harmful and negative karma and something that we should be aware of here on this show. Okay, we do have a couple of comments, I think, so we're going to go to the phones shortly here. And I've been excited about this topic, so sorry if I'm a little bit intense here, but Moon's going into Scorpio tomorrow, so that should be fun. Quartz crystals, I have found in my search for open-mindedness and my search for further truth, I have found that quartz crystals, if you sleep with them at night within a foot or two of your head, then they do somehow enhance your dream state and make it much more vivid. I do recommend you be in a sober lifestyle for this to work, because I found that people into sobriety tend to have more control of their chakras at night, and there's more of an ebb and flow connection between the soul and the subconscious mind and the dream state. So quartz crystals really do enhance the dream state